If it's happening today, we're talking about it now. Join us, 203-333-9422. The Lisa Wexler Show, WICC 600.
We have breaking news here. Governor Lamont just doubling the number of states from which travelers to Connecticut are directed to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. Travelers from California, Georgia, Iowa, Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, Nevada, and Tennessee are now urged to quarantine for 14 days upon arrival to Connecticut, in addition to those from Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, and Utah. So once again, what does that mean for you? That means if you're going to have visitors come from out of states for any one of these places, they really have to stay away from you and anybody else for a couple of weeks. And they really should be tested for COVID-19 as well. 203-333-9422. And that's just a recognition of the reality that we are on the wrong side of this pandemic. Let's go to Jessica Awood. Jessica Awood, one of my favorite people, known by the name of Ragzy, R-A-G-Z-Y, a social media person. And you can find, just type in Ragzy all over Google and you'll see her come up. She is a particular devotee and artiste in the world of creating fabulous creations with Lego and was a finalist on the Lego Masters reality show that was broadcast by Fox Entertainment this past spring. Jessica Awood, welcome back to the Lisa Wexler Show. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us a little bit about this program. I know it's starting very quickly and I know it's going to fill up quickly. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. Thank you so much for having me. So I started it's an online virtual camp, but it is live with me. It's for kids ages 4 to 8, and there's two groups, 4 to 8 and 8 to 12. And basically, I teach them tips, tricks, and how to make awesome creations out of Lego, which is great because then the kids can still use what they learn in class throughout the summer and be creative, which kind of helps over staying at home all summer.
Jessica, it's a very bad connection. I'm going to have to let you go very quickly and repeat what you had to say. I can't keep you on. It's a terrible connection. So I've heard that there's a virtual camp. You said kids 4 to 8 and then 8 to 12. Is that right? Two of them?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And how? What is the website that people can find out to sign up?
RagzyArts.com.
RagzyArts.
Art.com.
RagzyArt.com. 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 That's wonderful. So people can attend from all over. Are you keeping the admission capped at a certain number of people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's an interactive class.
Interactive class, and it starts when?
It starts Monday, July 6th. Through the 10th, it's an hour class, Monday through Friday. There's two groups, and it's interactive, so the kids will get to build live with me.
And what do they have to have in the way of their own equipment to enjoy this?
They have to have a Lego set, but all of those details are on my website, ragzyart.com.
Okay. Perfect.
But anyone can do it. Parents are encouraged to build along with their kids. If they don't have anything to do, they're allowed to join us.
Okay. Oh, that's fun. That's fun. But I don't think parents should horn in on the act, frankly. I think it should be about the kids.
They do, though, because I've taught a few classes. They totally do. They've been there. They like to do it.
They can't help themselves. I know. Parents cannot help themselves. I don't get that, really. They have to let the kids just do it themselves so that they own it. Parents,
it's
no
fun,
good.
You know, it's fun because the things we make are really cool and really unique. So, and there's I have a special siblings task too. It's encouraged to build with more than one person.
That's
so if
cool.
They're siblings, they get a huge discount. If they have two children or more, they get a discount.
That's a very fun thing you're doing. So it's 1 hour a day and then when they're offline, can they keep going with it? Is it a fun thing if they're really into it after an hour, they can keep at it?
Yes, because it's Lego. So they can take the tips and tricks that they learn in my class and they can apply them to their own creations throughout the week. So, it's going to be a really fun class. It's kind of a more creative and fun class. And, yeah, so far so good. I've been teaching the classes. I've had rave reviews. The good thing about the classes is that it's creative, so kids do stay engaged.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine being one of those teachers that had to teach virtually from home. I can only imagine how difficult it was, but it seems in these classes, because they're creative, all the kids are engaged.
And is it a Zoom? Is it a Zoom where you're seeing them and they're seeing you? Like, how are you doing it?
Yes. So it's live. It's like a real experience. It's live. They can ask me questions.
Cool.
I interact with all the kids in the class, because I know that that's very, very important to a lot of kids that take the class. They want to meet me or ask me questions or guide them through the. Yeah, it's been very special, actually. I've really enjoyed teaching, so that's why I decided to do my own program on my website. It's been really fun to meet all the little fans and just see what they come up with. Some of them are so good.
Mm.
At creating things. They're so, so good. So,
all right. So it's ragzyart.com, RAGZYART.com. And you can pay for the class, I assume, via the website and find out about all your materials right now.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. All right, Jessica. Thank you, sweetheart. Thanks for joining us. And good
luck. Thank you so much, Lisa.
A pleasure. A pleasure. That's Jessica Awood, who's a Lego master, a true Lego master. In fact, her Lego portrait of Lincoln, which is extraordinary, is hanging in Rockefeller Center right now. Thank God didn't get damaged during the looting. And we haven't even talked about the red paint that was put on the statue of George Washington at the Arch of Washington in Washington Square Park last night in New York City. I'm just hearing over the line that now there are people that think that Mount Rushmore needs to come down or be defaced or changed in some way. We are having an upheaval right now that I think is such a distraction and diversion and an insult to what we are as a country. But it's part of an ongoing conversation, and we'll continue that conversation tomorrow. Paul Pacelli from 2 to 6 on Connecticut Today. I'm Lisa Wexler. Thanks for joining us. And up now is Clark Howard from 12 to 2. Enjoy.